Now, this week, the 7th to the 13th of September, is Remember a Charity Week. It's an opportunity for everyone to take a moment to consider leaving a gift to charity in their will, after looking after family and friends, of course. Now, the UK's leading sight loss charity, RNIB, have certainly not been immune to the financial implications caused by the coronavirus that has transformed all of our daily lives over these last 6 months. Here to discuss some of the difficulties and to explain why legacy donations are vital to the work we do is RNIB Senior Legacy Income Manager, Daniel Pepper. So thanks for joining us, Daniel. First of all, explain what 2020 has been like for RNIB and what have been some of the challenges.
Thanks for having me, Barry. It's been a strange year. And it's been, for legacy income across the sector, it's been what can only be described as a perfect storm. April and May of last year, it was announced that the probate registry, who process all the applications for the grant of probate, which an executor needs to administer an estate, sell properties, sell shares, were going digital and were closing a lot of their regional offices, what we call district registries. So you have solicitors and private individuals applying to probate registries all over the country. And these were gradually, the plan was these were gradually going to be phased out. It was going to be centralized and digitized, which was fine. But as you can imagine, it was a nationwide, huge project for Her Majesty's Tribunal and Court Service who run it. And sadly, things didn't go to plan. And the time frame for getting a grant of probate was at one point 3 to 5 weeks. It was up to 18 to 20 weeks. So, of course, that has a huge impact on legacy income because executors can turn around and say, we've got a purchaser for the house, we're going to sell it, but we can't do anything because we don't have the grant of probate. So it's the delay element which, in respect of the probate registry, has been a major problem, not just for RNIB, but for all charities who rely so heavily on legacy income. So it is a vital income stream and, you know, maintaining it is equally as important. Things are a lot better now and the probate registry are assuring us that matters have been dealt with, backlogs have been dealt with as well, and all the cases have now been concluded and are gradually being issued. And of course, then we had lockdown, which has caused unknown implications for legacy income at the moment for the simple reason we're still in it. So we don't know what the impact on the economy is going to be, on the workforce. Lockdown has an amazing knock-on effect, especially for something like a house sale, which for a lot of people is the main asset in an estate that we receive gifts from. So the knock-on effect on house sales has been substantial.
And there's been a gradual drop in legacies over the past 7 to 10 years. Why do you feel that is?
I think a lot of the change is to do with generations moving on. The older generation left gifts for different reasons. I think the younger generation that are coming through now considering leaving gifts to charity are looking at it more. The family collective, as it were, has changed. There are more people who have second marriages. There are more family to think of, which is vitally important. Gifts to charities are a wonderful gesture for the conscious decision to consider a charity in your will is a wonderful gesture. And especially when people have children, stepchildren, grandchildren, all of these have to be taken into account.
And what does it mean to RNIB? What can RNIB do with that money?
Well, legacy income forms one third of the RNIB's income. And looking over the years and for future projects, it is a vital income stream. It means that the charity can plan long-term projects. They can look at wonderful projects like our ECLOs and say, we know that we are going to be able to fund these with reasonable certainty going forward, that legacy income will be there as a funding pot, which we can not guarantee. And obviously the last 6 months have proved that nothing is guaranteed, but there is a reasonable reliance on substantial income coming in, which supports all of the work we do.
Now, this is, of course, Remember a Charity Week. Do RNIB have any events planned around it?
We do. The marketing team do an internal programme, project, campaign to raise people's awareness within the organisation. Every member of the RNIB staff and volunteers can be ambassadors for our legacy campaign. And a lot of people sometimes feel it's uncomfortable to deal with a topic such as legacies, but it is a wonderful income stream. The supporters who leave us gifts do it because they know the work we do. A lot of them are directly or indirectly beneficiaries of the work that we do and the support we give, and they feel this is something to say thank you and carry on doing the wonderful work you do.
Just lastly, Daniel, how do people find out more information?
At the moment, the best thing to do is to go onto our website and just type in legacies in the search engine, and that you'll have all the information about making a will, which at the moment has been rather challenging, bearing in mind the element of witnessing a will has always been two witnesses with the person signing the will have to be in the same place at the same time. That has now been changed, and the law allows video signatures. Solicitors will be able to guide those people who want to make a will now on that, so there's not a problem. Times are moving forward, and the legal profession normally drags its heels a bit, but in this situation, it's had to pull its straps up fairly quickly. So a lot of the help is online. You can also call our helpline, and they will be able to put you through to a member of our legacy team who will be able to help and answer questions, give guidance if there's anything that somebody specifically needs.
RNIB Senior Legacy Income Manager Daniel Pepper, thanks for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.